This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria, with the latest from Philadelphia. You'll be interested to know that there was an ad posted in the Philadelphia paper last week. The ad read as follows: looking for 700 people to be utilized as actors during national convention. We currently have a number of empty seats that will need to be filled, as we are currently removing a number of people and need to refill their seats for the remainder of the conference. Huh. You'll be paid $50 each night for the remainder of the convention. You'll be required to cheer at times, and will also have to dress properly, possibly wear some promotional material. And then it has an application number. And then the next day, this is online, philadelphialist.org. That was what was up there, I believe, on over the weekend. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. And then the next day, the posting had been removed.
Just kidding.
Right.
Seat fillers, I've had some friends when we were in college who were in L.A., and they were seat fillers for things like the Grammys. And you can make money doing it. You get to dress up. It's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how fun it would be to go to a political convention if you're not into it, but...
Right. If you're not into it, it would be rough, I think.
Any convention
would be.
Yeah, it's a long day.
You're
sitting there. Anyway. There's more conference... Well, I don't know. The conflict is probably the right word. The Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal that you've heard me talk about as I excoriate the value of it. Apparently, Governor McAuliffe of Virginia, who has been very close to the Clintons, ran her campaign, I think, the last time around, said that Hillary likes the Trans-Pacific Partnership if they tweak it, because...
Sort of, right.
This is not... boys and girls...
Here's how it goes. Do you like it? Okay, she likes it, too.
It is the worst possible thing that could happen to most small businesses, food suppliers, employees, the American family farmer, that whole thing, that way of life is gone if that Trans-Pacific Partnership is passed. So, just saying, as they say, traffic deaths from red light running crashes have gone up in cities where they turn the cameras off. Listen to this sort of thinking. All right, let's back up a little bit. Put it in reverse and go backwards. This was a phenomenon that started, 10, 12 years ago? They put up cameras at red lights or stop signs and give you an automatic ticket if you went through the light or went through the stop sign. And then it was revealed that these companies that are doing this are not actually the city, the police, whatever. These are private companies that are getting paid a percentage of how many people get flagged when they go through the red lights. And then they found that there was jimmying with the lights. Like, the yellow light is supposed to stay 14 seconds or something, and they cut it down to 8 so that you'd get grabbed easier or quicker, just so they could grab some dough on
it. There are tons of lights that have... The tons of the yellow lights are different times, so you never know. Okay,
right.
Well, it might be this length on one light, so you think you have that much time for another one.
Yep.
You go through, you get caught in the red light.
Right. So now the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has found that traffic deaths from running the red lights have gone up since people have demanded that these cameras turn on. So what was going on before?
So they don't know the camera's there. Now that the camera's off, they can run the red lights again?
Well, that's the thing. This is just another one of those things, and you twist and turn stuff around so you don't really know what the facts are. The people who wear a uniform, who go out with a radar gun, and they're supposed to be public safety officers. They aren't. They should have on a badge that says Revenue Enhancement Officer, because that's all they do. And this is the red light thing, I believe, was an example, especially when you found out that they were fiddling with the yellow light timing.
Yeah, the timing on it.
To grab people just to get the money out of them. And why would you have any respect for that? I have no respect for that kind of stuff. None whatsoever. So these sorts of things, I love the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety gets all of its funding from the federal government, and it isn't a federal office, but they get their funding from the insurance companies and the federal government, and they come up with finding. It's like when Dr. Ken's here in a few minutes, he's going to go through various studies that are being published in various medical journals around the country and around the world, because this is what makes medical news, and that's what he's here to do, is discuss the medical news. The thing is that one week you'll have some report about vitamin C, for example. This study from the European Institute of Cardiology says that taking vitamin C is not good for you. And then next week, the Vitamin C Institute publishes a study that shows how good vitamin C is. And it becomes nonsensical after a while. So with that promotional... with that promotional precursor,
without further ado,
Dr. Ken will be with us in just a moment here. Stand by for that, coming up to 13 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Innovative treatments and cures can help solve our biggest healthcare cost challenges. Hi, I'm Diane Alexander, Executive Director of Women in Government. The U.S. is projected to spend $13.5 trillion on hospital care over the next decade. It's more important than ever that new medicines be developed that will keep patients healthy and out of the hospital. Our members support the 854,000 biopharmaceutical sector employees working in the U.S. to meet and beat our biggest health challenges. To learn more, visit fromhopetocures.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get the Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
All right, 15 past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist practicing in Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. You can go online. Actually, you can listen to us. Why would you go online? Listen to him. Listen. Listen and learn. That should be our new slogan, Ken. Listen and learn. By the way, Ken and I will be on the air in an hour doing a Good Day Health Hour. If you have questions about your health and well-being, help yourself to 888-55-DR-KEN. Meanwhile, the latest on e-cigarettes. I don't know that there's any surprise here, although there are people who say, oh, no, this has to be studied more. Well, how many more studying do we have to do on these e-cigarettes?
Well, this is a pretty good report, thorough. this is out of the Environmental Science and Technology Medical Journal this week. All electronic cigarettes, they report, emit harmful chemicals, and levels of those toxic compounds are affected by factors such as temperature, type, and age of the device. Regular cigarettes are super unhealthy. E-cigarettes are just unhealthy. Starting August 8th, apparently the FDA will begin regulating e-cigarettes as well as all cigars, hookahs, pipe tobacco, and nicotine gels.
How do you... hookahs? That sounds bad.
Those are water pipes.
Hookah, yeah.
Yeah, but what happens? What do you, what's going up the water pipe?
It just depends what you put in it. Tobacco and other items that are unhealthy.
Could you put ice cream in it?
You could, I guess.
Yeah. Melted ice cream.
It would be called an ice cream cone, Dougie.
Oh, that was
exactly
different. Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's see here. Inactivity, as long as we're talking about smoking, this is an interesting predictor of death. So those of you who don't do anything, listen up.
Inactivity is so bad, it's almost as bad as smoking, Doug. This is out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week. Poor physical fitness, it ranks right behind smoking as a leading risk factor for an early death. Persons with low fitness are associated with an increased mortality risk throughout their life. Smoking is the risk factor that is most strongly associated with mortality. Surprisingly, the effects of aerobic capacity is even more pronounced than that of high cholesterol and high blood pressure.
Really? All right. So
sitting is the new smoking. I hear that all the time.
Yeah. So let's turn that around.
We're glad you asked.
Yeah. So here's another. The counter to that is what happens if you are active for an hour a day.
Yes. In honor of the Olympics, it's coming up. The Lancet this week also published a comment just about that, that an hour of moderate intensity activity offsets the health risks of 8 hours of physical inactivity. It's particularly important no matter how many hours a day are spent sitting.
Really? All right. Let's do some. We can do calisthenics in the chair. Everybody ready?
Get up and do something. Walk, moderate activity, bike riding at an easy pace, walking. It doesn't have to be really intense. In fact, too intense is not healthy.
Not good for you, especially when it's hot like it is around the country now.
You're not helping your health if you go out and do intense activity in a day like today.
All right, the FDA in the news again. All of our friends there that are always working in your behalf. What's the latest there, Ken?
This week, the FDA announced it's strengthening label warnings, Doug, on a class of antibiotics called fluoroquinolones because the drugs can lead to disabling side effects, including long-term nerve damage and ruptured tendons. You probably know these bacterial-fighting drugs better as Levaquin and Cipro. They should not be prescribed for sinusitis, chronic bronchitis, or simple urinary tract infections unless there's no other treatment option that exists. So Levaquin and Cipro, really be very cautious. It's about taking, talk to your doctors about this.
Remember when Cipro was the big thing when we thought we were going to have some kind, was it a...
Anthrax.
It was anthrax, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right. I remember buying some of it, as a matter of, I don't know where it is.
So get rid of it.
No, are you kidding? We have everything around here.
Exactly, and that's not on this list, so hopefully one day we won't need that.
All right, let's have a quick word about why it is so important for your cardiology patients to get on Super Beats.
Well, your body needs nitric oxide, the third gas in the body, as oxygen is carried by the red blood cells from head to toe. It needs to first give off nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up. It's like the garage door opener for the blood vessels from head to toe. But your body needs to continually remake nitric oxide, so it needs the dietary nitrates, and that's where Super Beats gives you a boost of nitric oxide, and Neo40 increases the tank of nitric oxide. Please check your level so you know that it's adequate.
It's time for you to order Super Beats. If you're not on the program yet, call now, 800-655-4183, and get a free month with your first order, a free month supply. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Bye. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You can get yourself lean and have a good meal at the YMCA. Crack it up. Young men, especially young men, if you get my drift. Especially if you're hanging up with a village people. It's Throwback Thursday, number 5 from this week in 1979. The Village People and the Young Men's Christian Association, which is the YMCA stands for. That's, yes, the YWCA, Young Women's Christian Association. Thank you.
I'm actually surprised that the Village People, I never knew that they were like a top 10 or top 5 song on the charts. Like, I knew that I know the songs, but I didn't think that they were that popular.
Oh, yeah. There's three of them that got either the number one or very close to number one. This is number 5 from this week in 1979. As all of these songs are very, they're actually very cool. At least spoken from someone who loves the music of the 60s and 70s. Number 4 from this week in 79 belonged to Gloria Gaynor.
Walk out the door.
Let's go.
Was she a one-hit wonder? Was it just this?
No, this was her biggest hit. She had a couple of others. Everything sounded the same. So when you hear it, you think they're all "I Will Survive." And this is the lyric content of this.
This is what every girl who's drunk in a bar when this song comes up. Oh, this is my song.
That was the female national anthem for a while. I will survive. Yay! All right, so that was number 4. The next one was another one that I wonder why people, women love this guy. Rod Stewart.
Ew. No, they don't. Not anymore. Ew. Back in the day, maybe they did, but maybe.
You think I'm sexy?
Hi.
No. Number 3 this week in 79. There we go. The orchestrations in his music are always excellent, frankly. Well produced. And that's what this is about. Crank it up, Kara, will you? Listen to this. This is what made it fun. There, right there. is a it's a takeoff that was stolen from another song. The Boiler Room Guys. What the heck was the name of that group? Steams. Thank you. Listen to me. I'm thinking it through.
Boiler.
The Boiler
Room
The songs from Steam. There's stuff borrowed from that here in this song. Number two belonged to a group called Chic. Yeah. Freak Out. 1979. This week, number two. Everybody freak out. Just a very simple, silly song.
Have your shirts up at the new band's place. Listen to us, I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's to you, surely can be done.
So 1979, that was, I'm guessing, the end of disco?
Yes, it was. Disco era, pretty much curtains. Just different things came in. It was the end. But it wasn't. We had just enough time to begin this song by The Knack. Number one. This is the stupidest song ever recorded.
Which my neighbors played. It got famous during the movie Reality Bites. It resurged
That's how I know
again.
It. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
My neighbors played it over and over and over again at the party one day.
Stupid.
The night before Easter when we had to do the sunrise service.
Nice. All right, so this was the number one tune during this week in 1979. You talk about
4 a.m.
creatively bankrupt. This is it. My right. Sharona by Knack. Number one.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find Guy's Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, dog 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to 6-8 to 730. Exclusive for a Nike Converse.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, working through the reports, the important things. Maybe, well, I'm not sure that Eric Estrada's whereabouts is important, but you may find this interesting. He was the star of Chips, remember? On the motorcycle. Right. He has moved to St. Anthony, Idaho, and he has been sworn in as an officer of the law.
I love that.
Became a member of the St. Anthony Police Department last weekend. He got his training working on the television show Chips in the 70s and 80s. And so now he's in this town of 3,500. His main job is to protect children from predators. He said he always wanted to be a police officer. The acting bug got him, so he decided to do that. But now he has been working, actually, various police departments last 10 years or so to help children be safe in school, online, that sort of thing. He said that children ought to learn about internet dangers and avoid giving out personal information online. I'd say that was pretty good That was a good tip, don't you think? That's important.
Yeah. I just want to go to the town. I'd like to see him as a motorcycle cop, so I'd like to actually have him pull me over, don't you think?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, imagine that feeling, you know, that feeling of doom when you get pulled over, you see the flashing lights in your rearview mirror, and you go, oh, man, what did I do? Or, oh, darn, I got caught, depending on your scenario. And then you have Eric Estrada walk up to your window, and all of a sudden your day gets 100 times better. I mean, really? That's awesome. I'd be excited. I'd be like, hey, can you selfie?
Good news here today, among the good news items, the Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged. Said,
what do these people do? They get into these big meetings and then they go, we're just going to leave everything alone.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they've been saying that for years.
Where do they even meet? They go like the old first cafeteria, hang out for a little bit.
Oh,
go,
there's a Fed office in Washington. There's one in New York, I think, too.
But yeah, well, that's a good question, though. What is the day-to-day job? Yeah. Once a year they meet and go, guys, we're not going to do any more work. And then that's
No, they meet
and
every month, actually, to say that. They meet
once
every
month.
Yeah, once a month. To figure
same
out.
Time next month, everybody.
Yep. The Fed's committee said they met 2 days this month. The benchmark overnight interest rate is between 0.25% and 0.5%. So everybody's going to find even more reasons to go take advantage of that thing that I keep talking about, the commercial real estate thing. Those of you who want to get 8% on your money, simple, call 888-444-2102. Help yourself to that deal. In a moment, we're going to meet Amy Goodman, who's going to help us as we prepare to go back to school. I want to wash everybody's mouth out with soap when that comes up, but it is what it is. McDonald's reporting in food news that people aren't coming to their stores and they're not buying the McMuffin sandwiches and other things that they rolled out in their menu, their all-day menu last October. They're going to try with more breakfast sandwiches in the all-day menu, McGriddles. Huh? That sound good? Pancakes.
Those are good, actually.
Are they?
You know what? Yeah. McDonald's pancakes
grilled,
are delicious.
They were grilled 5 weeks ago and frozen, and they bring them to the store and they put them in the microwave popper. What do you
know,
want?
The thing about the McGriddles that freaks me out a little bit is I think that they're made with, like, syrup in them. Like, it's supposed to be, like, a waffle.
Automatic syrup?
Sandwich, yeah. And I don't like automatic syrup. I want to know, especially when it has, like, egg and sausage. I'm a separatist.
I agree.
I like segregation between eggs and sweet.
Okay. So this is going to set off a discussion that will annoy some people.
Okay.
Everybody who doesn't want to be annoyed, maybe you should go away for a little bit. Not meant to annoy you, but it will annoy you. I promise. The story of how food gets registered as kosher or as halal. Do you know what halal is?
No.
You know what kosher is?
Yes. Yes.
How many people know when a food has the kosher stamp of approval on it?
Sure.
That means it's supposed to be good and pure for Jews to eat. If you want to keep kosher, that's the slogan, keep kosher, then you look for the kosher label. Well, guess what, boys and girls? The Muslims are in on that now, and the new label to look for is halal. H-A-L-A-L. And I can tell you...
You know, I've seen that label, and I just never knew what it was.
That's what it is. It's the Muslim equivalent of kosher.
Huh.
I remember when I had the dairy store opening, somebody came to me and said, well, don't you want to have your raw milk classified as kosher? And I said, geez, I never thought about it, but yeah, that'd be great. Why don't we do that? So this person sent a rabbi to see me, and he looked around and said, yeah, everything looks fine. $4,500, please.
Whoa.
And I said,
$4,500. Well, come on. That's a good Jewish business. Give me a break.
So
I have often suspected that that's pretty much what it is.
Okay. So then suspect away for the halal, because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's important to note that this doesn't reflect on the quality of the food being processed or sold. It means the products are approved as being prepared in accordance with the traditions of the Muslim faith. The same as kosher is food being prepared in the tradition of the Jewish faith. So a number of large companies, Kraft, Cadbury, to begin with, have gotten accreditation to use the halal logo. I don't think there's any religious commitment involved in this. It's the same sort of thing. You pay us, and we'll make sure that it has the label on it, and therefore you can be certified as whatever, what do they call it? It's kosher, go kosher, and the Jewish word. So what was go halal? I don't think it's go halal, but you get the point here.
Right.
The thing that I wonder about is when I was in the raw milk business, my dairy store, nobody ever came in to ask me to put a Christian symbol on my milk. I didn't ever get asked.
Is there a Christian symbol in milk?
Well, I think
the difference, too, though, is that generally, unless I'm mistaken, in the Christian religion, there's nothing in the religion that specifies how you're supposed to
make your food.
Yeah, I mean, kosher, you're just not supposed to have any meat and dairy touching or combined. So if the rabbi went in and looked around and saw you had no meat products and it's just dairy, then you're good.
Right. But I just wonder if people will use this information to say, look at those Muslims, you know, the usual stuff that people get upset about anything Muslim. But I am only pointing out the fact that whether you have that attitude or not, you may have the same attitude toward going kosher. But in essence, remember, this is a brotherhood. The Muslims and the Jews are all, and then Christianity all started in the same place. But the difference between Muslims and Jews, how the original characters looked and how they acted and their history is pretty much the same. How they cook their foods, all of that sort of thing, is much more similar than not, which is another part of the anecdotal reason I told the story. At 43 minutes after the hour, stand by. Amy Goodman is going to join us in a minute. Those of you who are trying to get your children into the back-to-school mode, back-to-school season, there are some must-haves for back-to-school, and we'll have that information in just a moment here. Good day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by the Astellas Oncology C3 Prize. According to a study published in Lancet Oncology, by 2030 there are expected to be more than 22 million cancer cases worldwide. As the medical community develops innovative treatments, the need for new tools that may help those facing cancer today is critical. The Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, seeking non-treatment ideas to improve cancer care, will award $100,000 in grants and a chance to present at Stanford University's Medicine X to Shark Tank's Robert Hershevek. Mark Reisenauer, Senior VP Oncology at Astellas.
As a caregiver for my father, who recently passed away from cancer, I understand the needs and challenges faced by patients and caregivers. That's why we created the C3 Prize, and we look forward to the innovations discovered through this program.
Applications for the C3 Prize close at midnight Central Time, August 8th. Submit your ideas and see full challenge rules at c3prize.com. Void where prohibited and no purchase necessary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
44 past the hour. Those of you who are preparing to get your children into the back-to-school mode may appreciate some of the information that we have now with Amy Goodman joining us. Amy is a journalist. She's been an editor, an author, a host of some radio programs, studies beauty and fashion, that sort of thing. So as we get into back-to-school season, Amy, are there when we consider must-have, are we talking about clothing? Are we talking about books? Are we talking about things that we would wear in athletic pursuits? What are we talking about here?
Oh, of course, I have a little bit of everything for you today to hit all of those different pointers and for kids entering different types of schools. So first off, we're going to talk about dorm, as that's maybe the first batch of kids that go back to school as everybody's preparing for college and university. Mm-hmm. And when you think about dorm room and putting your stamp of personality and style. Kids are definitely thinking about this when they're doing their shopping right now. And, of course, when you think about the dorm room, the number one piece of furniture that's the largest that you can influence is, of course, the bed. So before me in studio here, I'm looking at this Anthology in Happy Indigo comforter set. And what's so great about it is it's actually kind of a two-sided bedding, so you can flip it depending on your mood. It's very boho chic. So one side has kind of a navy print on it. The other side is very colorful. So this is great. It's very versatile. So as a student, you can kind of flip it either way. And as we know, dorm rooms don't have a tremendous amount of space. So this is something you need to think about when you're going back to school shopping. Don't buy too much. But you do want to have some extra seating handy when students come and fellow students come and visit you in your room. So I have this amazing faux fur butterfly chair, which I'm actually sitting on, if I do admit it. Mm. But it kind of opens and closes, and you can store it in a smaller space like a closet and then bring it out when friends come to visit so they do have a place to sit comfortably. But it's super stylish and fun. And as we talked about that lack of storage space and trying to maximize the little space that you have, I have this great storage cart that has four different levels of bins where you can put a variety of different items in it. But it also doubles as a nightstand table so that at night you can put a lamp and put your nighttime knickknacks on it. You really need to think how things can be multi-purpose in your room. And last but not least, for a splash of color, using something like a decorative tapestry that you can put on your wall or something across your window frame or place atop your bed. When the weather gets colder, you can actually snuggle up to it and use it to keep you warm. So all of kind of, again, that dual-purpose element, right?
We've all had that circumstance, the smaller rooms that we have to live in with other people. Where do we put all of our stuff? So that sounds like very appropriate. That's a very appropriate suggestion, because I don't think those rooms are getting any bigger when you go to the campuses. Whether you're not just colleges, but a lot of kids, there are a lot of private schools, a lot of the prep schools have live-in. It's like going to college, and the spaces are really small there, so that's a good suggestion. What else do you have?
Yes, and so all of those ideas were for Bed Bath & Beyond, and make sure that you check in with them because they're a great one-stop shop for all of those great dorm room and other.
I'm amazed, by the way. I moved into a new house, and the lady and I were shopping on, I don't know, three or four occasions at the breadth of things that are at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's not, I mean, it's just sort of a plug, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but it isn't what you think. If you haven't been into Bed Bath & Beyond lately, maybe that's the point. Go and look around, because there's some stuff there that you would never think you would find at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's just a large variety of things that I was
amazing.
Expecting to see. Yeah. All right, what else you have?
Yeah. So you had mentioned at the top, you know, talking about some fashion ideas, and we certainly have those. H&M is gearing up for fall with some of the best in back-to-school styles, and you won't believe it, for $4.99 in some cases. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
Sold!
I know, some great, great buys. And we're talking really top trends, of-the-moment things, and moving also to transitional style pieces that will lead you straight into fall. They have really a great variety of different kind of denim washes, so things, everything, you know, fit for all styles, all different types of body types. So from the skinny jeans to the boyfriend cuts to the jogger styles, and those start at $9.99.
Wow.
And for those who are, you know, really conscious-minded, they do have the H&M Conscious Collection, which is made with 100% organic cotton. It's super soft, and that line also has some great basic pieces, too. If we delve into the... Yeah?
One of the things that I remember the other day, we had somebody on extolling the value and virtue of cotton and how important that is, and I'm hearing you talk about that. Maybe that's important to the cost of items as well. So there are a couple of ideas for clothing and for how to set up the rooms if you're going away to school from Amy Goodman, who's here with us at 10 minutes for the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Sharknado?
Yes, yes. Sunday night.
Tomorrow is Sunday night, right? That's it too. Sharknado 4. I'd rather watch Shark Tank. I find that entertaining. I don't find looking at sharks falling out of the sky eating people entertaining. Some people have a warped sense of humor. I think that's funny. Yeah, I do know. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, I like it, so I guess I have a warped sense of humor.
Yes, you do. All right, no Chuck Curry today, so the ladies are going to take over with information on, above all other things, what they think of Matt Damon. Is he a sex symbol as Jason Bourne? And will he come across that way? This is the, what is it, I think 14 years ago is when the first one was made.
That is nuts.
Isn't that nuts? Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's been that long ago. But he was out. This is the fourth one. He did two, and then Jeremy Renner did one, and it didn't work so well.
That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Well, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever
seen.
It was
terrible.
It wasn't Matt Damon as Jason Bourne, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll have some speculative looking at his abs or whatever else it is these ladies are. When they look at him, there's some really very poignant scenes when he's fighting that he's stripped down to almost being naked, if you haven't seen the trailer. That's something that I guess would get some people to go see it. Isn't going to get me to go see it, but it may get Jennifer and Victoria to see it. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016
2015 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, let's see. We've got 56 minutes after the hour. The end of July seems to be a slow time for movies, but I'm looking at, let's see here, Suicide Squad. There's a big deal about that at Comic-Con. When is that supposed to be out?
I don't know. Not this weekend. It's coming up soon, yeah.
This week it's Jason Bourne. All right, ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, there's Jennifer. I knew she'd be first up to bat on that one. What do you hear? What do you think?
Well, I've heard the movie doesn't have a lot of dialogue because it's got so many action sequences. But yeah, it's been almost 10 years since he's done.
He gets paid $1 million a word. Supposedly he only says 25 words, and that's how much he got to do the movie.
Julia Stiles is in this one. I know, Victoria, you said you want to smack her, I think, right?
I am not a violent person. No.
Why isn't she the one? She's been in all of them. She's that blonde that's been in all of them.
Yes. I just don't like her, but yeah. She's back. She taps into the mainframe of the CIA. She hacks it and finds that information about his father. So she has to, of course, deliver the information, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I love, the first time I saw this movie was in the movie theater when the first one came out, and I couldn't believe it was the same Matt Damon that I'd been seeing in, you know, The Rainmaker and in Good Will Hunting. He was completely transformed into an action star, and it's never been the same without him.
And Rainmaker, by the way, was quite a good movie.
That
said, I think with that movie he became a bona fide actor that could open a movie. I think that he's done better than his pal Affleck when it comes to that sort of thing. Affleck's done better as a director and picking certain roles. But Matt Damon seems to be able to step in and do well. Look at how well he did with The Martian.
I love The Martian.
Yeah, yeah. So good.
This is opposite kind of a character here.
Totally, yeah.
All right, so what about Bad Moms? Is that out this weekend or next weekend?
This weekend.
That's out this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That looks really funny.
Who's in it?
Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn.
If you saw her,
you would recognize her.
Really? Yeah, she's in everything.
Kristen Bell I like, though. All right, so that should be good. 59 past the hour here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.